Thank you, Jeff. Good morning, everybody, and everyone here. Please be seated, those of you who are here. I pray first. Heavenly Father, I pray that these words people will hear will be your words that they hear and not mine. And I pray that you open our minds, each one of us, to hear what you would like to speak to each one of us personally today. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us. Thank you, God. Amen. Good morning again. I'm delighted to talk to you today about these verses in Mark that I find really encouraging because they relate to personal growth in our relationship with God and kingdom building. Growth depends on God and each one of us, whomever we are, wherever we are, whatever we do. We can all grow with God and play our part to be kingdom builders. Isn't that awesome? The first parable in verses 26 to 29 of our reading today is only in the Gospel of Mark, whereas the parable of the mustard seed is in other Gospels too. I think, however, that these two parables go well together because the first focuses on growth with God, which is what we need in order to be effective kingdom builders, as described in the second parable, and as also described in the verses and the songs that we've heard this morning. And as we see at the end of our reading, Jesus spoke in parables so everybody could understand, and it helped me understand too. And then obviously he went deeper with his disciples, because they were the ones who were going to really build the church and grow from there so that we can continue that kingdom building. Let's look then at the first few verses and the first parable. Jesus is saying in verses 27 and 28, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. Here, Jesus is teaching us that we may not see growth easily or know how it happens. It's indescribable, as we were singing. But God is always working in people's hearts to help them grow and to bring about God's kingdom. And so in that way, the seed could be like the word of God, as it is in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, regarding the parable of the four soils. And in this case, the effects of the word can be powerful and transformational in our lives. And we see this, for example, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. We therefore need to be open to receiving God's word and trusting in God's power to guide us in our spiritual journey and growth for such transformation. I like this image of spiritual growth like seeds growing. I especially appreciate it as I've been watching different plants and flowers grow on our balcony this spring. It's a continuing, gradual process, just like spiritual growth. And they all grow really differently, just like we are all different. We have little buds or flowers trying to grow very slowly to push through the soil. And then we have tomato plants that have just grown up very fast indeed, in only a couple of months. Also, we only see the outside, the stem, the leaves, the little buds, but there's a whole lot growing underneath the soil to make that happen. And this, for me, is like the unseen work of God in the world and in people's hearts. So this reminds me that growth in God's kingdom depends on God. This is the first key point. Growth in God's kingdom depends on God. Just like the plants and flowers, we all need God to grow, as he sends the rain and the sun to all his creation, including us. This is reiterated for people when we read Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, which is saying that, "For God makes his sun rise on the evil and the good, and sends the rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous." This means all of God's creation, all God's people, evil and good, righteous and unrighteous, each one of us, we need God to grow, just like we need God for the sun and the rain. This is also a reason why it's so important to protect and care for such growth, to care for creation. When we enable creation to thrive, we reflect God's glory. This was mentioned by Dave Buchless from Arosha. We should therefore trust God to bring about growth. Not only rely on ourselves, but we should nurture that growth for it to be fruitful and to give glory to God. Another point is that with God, spiritual growth is inevitable all by itself, which is stated in verse 28. This comes from the Greek word automati, where we get the word automatic from. Jesus is teaching that such growth is just part of God's plan and unstoppable. It's automatic. But nevertheless, verse 29 is reminding us that we also need to do our part. It says, as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. So God brings about the growth, but then when ready, we have to do our part to bring in God's harvest and grow the kingdom. And this takes us nicely to the next parable. This wonderful parable of the mustard seed, where Jesus is reminding his disciples that the kingdom of God started with tiny, tiny beginnings, a small group of believers, but would grow into a worldwide community of kingdom builders, bringing God's power to glory to people everywhere. Hallelujah! We have just celebrated Pentecost, where over 2,000 years ago, approximately 5,000 people, or loads of people, joined the kingdom of God in one day. And since then, there are more than 2 billion believers worldwide. That's amazing. So how do we become effective kingdom builders? This is the second part I'd like to focus on. Now, we may think that the most effective kingdom builders are the missionaries or the pastors or people like this. Certainly, lawyers like me would not really figure very high on this list. In fact, we're probably pretty far down on the list, probably near the bottom. However, the parable of the mustard seed is so encouraging and shows us that we can all, yes, even lawyers, be effective kingdom builders. Verse 31 reminds us that the mustard seed is a tiny seed. Now, it's hard to imagine that it can grow into such a big plant, as stated in verse 32. In fact, this little seed can be quite easily eaten by birds, but can also grow so big that the birds use it as shade and can help them. I found this another very helpful image, because we are all different and unique, created by God and loved by God. We can therefore reach many people too. No matter how small or insignificant we feel we are not small, and we are certainly not insignificant to God. We each have a purpose in God's kingdom, and God gives us different gifts and helps us to grow in order to be effective kingdom builders in our own way. Isn't that wonderful? Mother Teresa said, "We ourselves feel that what we are doing is just a drop in the ocean. But the ocean would be less because of that missing drop." Mother Teresa, who founded the Missionaries of Charity, started with one place in Calcutta, caring for the dying and those who had lost or no hope. There are now many places all over the world where people can go to receive food and shelter. People whom society has forgotten or not doesn't care about. Mother Teresa also showed that there is no discrimination or bias in Christ, only love. And every chance we get, we should be united in Christ and celebrate our differences to show God's love and kingdom here on earth. Now, Mother Teresa was just a young nun moved by what she saw in the streets of Calcutta over 70 years ago when she set up that first house, that first place. As she depended on God, she also did her part to start caring for these people with other nuns too. It was very basic, it still is, that they were not doctors, they were not skilled in any way, but just simply showed the love of Jesus and that tiny drop has grown to give food and shelter to so many. Therefore, the second key point is to be effective kingdom builders. We must be patient and trust in God for our growth, but also it is to do our part in the growth of the kingdom. No matter how small it seems or how different we are, no matter how where we are or what we do, God can use us. Just like God used Mother Teresa back then. And finally, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, said that as Christians, we need to be simpler, humbler, bolder in rising through the pandemic and therefore being effective kingdom builders. And this is the last part I'd like to focus on. Now, this really spoke to me, especially in the past several months at my workplace. In the company I work for, through the pandemic, we lost over one third of our revenue. It's about 7 billion euros, with more than 100,000 people worldwide losing their jobs. This created, obviously, a huge amount of pressure to grow again. And people are obviously very scared and very stressed and want this growth to happen as fast as possible so people can get their jobs back. I support the IT and digital and innovation teams, so we do have quite a lot of pressure and expectation on us for this growth. Now, I play only a very small part in this growth in the company. But those words ring very true for me, as we firstly have to keep it simple. Focus on who we are as a company, our company values, what we can do and do it well. rather than trying to do too much, trying to spread ourselves too widely over too many countries, too many markets. The same is true in sharing God's word and good news. Often, just being who God created us to be and focusing on the gifts and skills that God has given us in order to play our part in the growth of the kingdom, this can be a huge testimony to others and show God's growth in our lives. So for the second point there, with all the pressure and challenges at work, it's important for me to stay humble, especially when I'm being challenged pretty much daily. Now, humble for a lawyer is not always easy. I do find this very hard. But the more I am challenged, like this little stem trying to grow through the earth, the more I rely on God and seek God in those times. And the more I do that, the less I fear humility, and actually, the less painful it is, as I know to seek God straight away, and God is with me through it. It's like training for anything. The more we do it, the more straightforward it can become, and the fear of it goes. Now, this can also be a testimony to my colleagues, who sometimes find it strange that I don't want to get my point across or be political, etc., but perhaps instead admit that my view may not be the best or the right one, and just find a solution and work together. And what's really helped me through this very much is the verse in John chapter 3, verse 30, that says basically, God must become greater, I must become less. And that's the humility I'm talking about here. And in a way, that makes sense because God is great. This then links to boldness and courage. For me to step out and make changes or find solutions. So after all the challenge and humility, this can be hard. It can be hard for all of us right now, especially through the pandemic, as our world and our comforts have just often been turned around or taken away. But we must remember, however, as Victoria mentioned a couple of weeks ago in her prayers, that God is not a push-button God. God is not there to necessarily change our circumstances to what we want or make it easier, but instead to help us grow through those circumstances and guide us and give us the courage and boldness to do that with God. So therefore, to be effective kingdom builders, we must, as well as being simple and humble, have the courage and be bold. As Dale guided us last week through those wonderful verses in Joshua chapter 1. Because God will be with us. God will never leave or forsake us through such growth, especially growth for God's kingdom. So in conclusion, let's be excited that spiritual growth depends on God and that we can rely on God accordingly, as we read in those first verses just as our service began. Let's also be patient and trust in God's word to guide us in our spiritual growth in order to be transformed by God's word to being effective kingdom builders by doing our part and being simpler, humbler, and bolder day by day to show God's love and kingdom here on earth. And as the Archbishop of York stated recently in an article, it's perhaps not so much about success or failure, but perhaps more about faithfulness and fruitfulness. Amen.
We're now going to declare our faith in God as we use the words of the Creed to do this.